We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John and Tammy in the morning on 103.7 KSON.
We're super excited for our next in-studio guest. I can't believe we get to say in-studio.
This is great.
Although, Crystal, you were here before and we had a good time with you, but now you brought someone with you.
I did. Yes. My fiance.
Chris, you're not going to have a name anymore, pal. You're just the fiance now.
I mean, I actually like that.
I bet you do. Yeah. Let me take a look at you two. You're in love. This is magical. I kind of expect like a unicorn or confetti to pop out at any time right now. So where do we, I mean, what a week you guys have had. What a year you guys have had.
Yeah.
Crystal, we're going to start with you again. The last time you were here, you were so like, thank God I didn't pick that. I'm sorry.
I guess yes, you're right.
I'm glad I didn't pick Ari. And Chris, last time we saw you, you were, I don't know if it was fair or unfairly portrayed as the villain. I guess the producers have their say there on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
The Bachelorette in this case. Turn it into the party in paradise that was Bachelor in Paradise, and you guys found each other.
Yeah.
I know.
I told her it's not how you start your journey, it's how you finish it.
Okay.
And so we started off both on our journeys on rough patches as quote-unquote villains.
Mm-hmm. But, I like to say misunderstood.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say misunderstood, but...
I never saw Crystal as a villain.
Yeah.
I saw her as kind of a meddler. They made you look like a meddler. Like, you're always, like, popping in, like a jack-in-the-box. You were kind of more... They made you look... I mean, that was deliberately making you look like a villain.
Yeah. I guess for me, it was a different journey, but also... Going into Paradise, I didn't see my season.
Okay.
The season hadn't aired yet. So I actually told my mom when I came back, I told her and said, oh, it was good. It was actually went great. I got a one-on-one date early on. And so I'm thinking in my mind, oh, okay, well, I was on 6 or 7 episodes. It went great. Little did I know that I came back from Paradise and everything was just going nuts.
I'm sorry.
I have to jump in or I will never get to talk because John and one of our other coworkers, Mark, every week they would do a report with two dudes talking about the Bachelor or Bachelorette. They didn't do it this time, although I know John wanted to. So I got to jump in so I can ask my own question. So do you think that was purposely done for you to start that filming of Bachelor in Paradise that you don't see how you're portrayed so that you come in without all this stuff on your shoulders going, that's not fair?
No, because it's just timing of when the filming takes place. I think Crystal got lucky and blessed to go through it and then see it back.
Okay.
And then understand kind of from a cast perspective, Would you say that's right, babe?
Yeah, I would say, there are pros and cons because having gone through it, I was really nervous about... going into Paradise and having all the men from The Bachelorette have seen my season and not want to connect with me because of, you know, the expectations and assumptions that were drawn there. However, it did allow me time to just understand the process of really how the show was made and how I became the villain. So I was just so much more self-aware going into Paradise of my actions, of my words, of particular situations.
That was kind of evident, too. You can kind of tell that you were definitely, I don't want to say walking on eggshells, but you were definitely on your best behavior at first.
Yeah, more reserved.
Yeah,
more
for
reserved.
Sure.
And so when I saw Chris really start to be villainized throughout the process, and this was very early on. It was the day after the second rose ceremony when he wore the headband, and I was like, look, we need to talk. And I grabbed him and I pulled him and was just like, you know, you're giving away your power. You need to bring it back. You need to get self-aware. You need to right some wrongs. And like that, and I was like, I don't know how I feel about you right now, but like just take that. Take it or leave it. But.
So between you and me only here, okay? Deep down inside, did you kind of know how you felt about him? There had to be a spark, right?
Well, there was. And we actually connected day two in a pool and connected about, really it was growing up without our fathers. And that was just like a really deep conversation that I'd never actually had with someone ever before. And I think we always just kind of found ourselves finding each other. But Chris was involved with the Tia Colton situation. And then that night, Kenny grabbed me and pulled me for a date. And so, like, out of respect of Kenny, Chris and I didn't pursue each other because of just other relationships until finally it was just like, we have to see this. Like, we can't deny that chemistry.
We're talking to Crystal and Chris, newly engaged from Bachelor in Paradise. Yes.
Thank you.
What you should know is that as they're talking to us, they're ignoring us and staring at each other.
Yeah.
So they're really disgustingly, almost vomitly in love. So let me ask you this. You guys are awesome. Love is a beautiful thing. I'm a romantic.
He's a little bitter.
I'm not bitter. I'm a romantic.
So what's the future now? Where are you guys going forward with this besides the obvious?
Yeah, so now making the jump from the East Coast to the West Coast, we've decided that we can't live without each other now. It's just not going
to
happen.
And I heard you're trying to find a place here in town.
Yeah, we're trying to see if San Diego is where we want to be or maybe a little bit closer to L.A. right now or in L.A.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we're at as far as the decision-making process. But there's no doubt in my mind that that's the next step in our relationship
awesome.
Right now.
Let's go back to Paradise for 1 second. I remember my question. So you guys both mentioned that you had other dates while you were there.
Yeah.
When you realize, okay, I'm really into Chris, I'm really into Crystal,
yeah,
but those other people are still there, that's got to be super, super awkward. And maybe even like anger infusing, maybe a little jealousy coming up, any fighting. I mean, what was that like when you realized that you wanted to be together, but you still had these other people that, hey, didn't we just kiss a couple days ago? Or didn't we like, you know, I don't know.
I mean, for me, it was easy because T and Colin were inseparable in Paradise. Even after our talks, 5 minutes later, she would be back on the beach with him, feeding him and kissing him. So I knew that her and I were never going to go anywhere. And deep down inside, Crystal was constantly on my mind, in my heart, and I wanted to get a little bit of alone time with her. So at that point, I was essentially just wanting to focus on Crystal, and I knew that along that path, there was a little bit of adversity up front, but then it was so easy after that to not worry about anything else because all my mindset was just focusing on her.
Oh, that's okay. Awesome.
All right, guys, listen, great luck to both of you. I mean, it's you know how difficult this next journey is going to be. I mean, it's not easy. If it wasn't so easy, there wouldn't be so many people screwing it up all the time. That said, you're very much in love. It's awesome to see. Thank you for letting us into your life.
Thank you.
As uncomfortable it must be sometime for you, right? I mean, we just saw what happened to poor Jordan this past week. I mean, one day he's engaged, the next day real life gets in the way, and his life's in turmoil right now. It can't be easy, even though we like to poke fun at what you guys did and how you did it. It's love, and it's cool to see it happening. And Crystal, you look beautiful today because you're in love with this man.
You're
totally
so
like, your vibe is so much looser than it was last time you were here. It's beautiful. Chris, well done. So you take care of our girl here, okay?
I will.
All right. It's beautiful. It's Crystal. It's Chris. It's The Bachelor in Paradise. Love is in the air. Oh, and they're kissing right now. Tammy, Tim, let's get married. I'm in the mood. Let's go. Come on.
No, I'm already married.
All right. Well, we figure it out.
I don't need a second husband.
We'll figure it out. All right, guys. Thank you for stopping in.
Thank you,
I know you're real busy.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.